With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The NTSB has been holding a day-long hearing that should make clear exactly what caused that mid-air aircraft collision that killed 67 people near Washington, D.C. last year.
Board member Todd Inman, in opening remarks, said to family members, "I'm sorry, we should not be here."
These were systemic issues across multiple organizations, and I think, as you'll see, we will place a lot of the information that you're going to hear on those responsible organizations and hopefully make recommendations so that this never happens again.
That's what Tim Lilly, whose son Sam died in the crash, wants.
What we're really looking for is action that can prevent any families from having to go through this.
The NTSB is recommending additional action. Whether that happens depends on Congress, the Army, and the Trump administration. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNews.com, still no thaw in parts of the South as a fresh blast of Arctic air keeps much of the region gripped in snow and ice. Perla Chinchilla's cashier at Tacos El Gordo in Little Rock, Arkansas, says business is slow.
We love it when we're busy. For this winter, it's been pretty slow. In the summertime, we usually pick up business, but we'd appreciate if, you know, you're hungry, come get some food.
And that storm is now blamed for 35 deaths with more cold weather in the forecast. As the U.S. copes with that Arctic chill, the land down under is sweltering in a summer heat wave. More on that from correspondent Karen Chamis in this report.
Authorities urge caution as forest fires burned out of control. At the Australian Open in Melbourne, heat protocols were put in place, such as closed retractable roofs and postponed matches. Crowds dropped significantly as people heeded health warnings. Temperatures are expected to drop on Wednesday, but the heat wave may linger until the weekend.
That is Karen Chamis reporting, and this is SRN News. There's a new poll out on abortion. We get more details from correspondent Michael Harrington.
The Marist University survey reveals that 67% of Americans oppose abortion on demand for any reason and believe that the procedure should be limited. 63% think that doctors, nurses, and other medical personnel who have religious objections to abortion should not be required to perform one. Carol Tobias, president of National Right to Life, says, quote, "The American people are far more pro-life than the media would have us believe." Michael Harrington reporting.
There is virtually no mainstream support for the anti-ICE protesters who invaded a Minnesota church this month, even from those on the religious left. Brian Kaler of the left-leaning Cooperative Baptist Fellowship says, quote, "It would be very alarming if we come to see this become a widespread tactic across the political spectrum." Episcopal Bishop Marianne Budd, who feuded with President Trump over immigration, says no one should fear for their safety in church. This is SRN News. The Trump administration has not shied away from sharing AI-generated imagery online, embracing cartoon-like visuals, in some cases memes and whatnot, promoting them on the White House channel. But an edited and realistic image of a civil rights attorney in tears after being arrested, raising new alarms about how the government is blurring the line between what is real and what can be falsified. Using AI. A new influx of Arctic air expected to spur freezing temperatures in parts of the South already covered in snow and ice. Many people have fled to warning shelters, and crews are working hard today to restore power knocked out by that massive storm. Hundreds of thousands are still in the dark across several states. It's been a mixed bag so far today on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average still struggling. It's down 480 points. The NASDAQ up 231. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.